Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, appreciate you making time.
A lot better than last week when we had no power for over 24 hours and I couldn't even hardly get anything and the cell phone reception was bad. We have recovered, but it's great to be with you.
No, I'm happy that it ended up working out. Let's start with the quarterback matchups that we'll see in both of these games. What do you make of it? Because the NFL has to be happy regardless of what two teams that we get in the Super Bowl. It's going to be a great combination of the new school quarterback against the old guard.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think is so interesting in the standpoint that you see the AFC with the young quarterbacks and the NFC with the older quarterbacks, and there's going to be more turnover in the NFC this offseason as far as the quarterbacks, where it's going to be nothing but growth in the AFC. And so, you know, I compare it to, you know, back in the mid-2000s when you saw, you know, guys like Ben Roethlisberger and others start to come into the AFC and start to become top quarterbacks. And I think you're going to see that now even more in the AFC coming up. And remember how it got to the point where toward the end of the 2000s, I mean, it was one where the AFC was winning 44 of the 64 games that they would have an interconference play. And so I think what you're going to see, because, you know, you're going to see so much change in the NFC because Drew Brees retiring most likely. You know, we don't know if Teddy Bridgewater is going to be back with Carolina. There's going to be so much change. We don't know for sure if Jared Goff or even Jimmy Garoppolo are going to be back with their teams. Not that they're old, but you're going to see so much change. But that puts the AFC in such a great spot because, I mean, they started the season with 10 quarterbacks that were still in their rookie contracts. And when you're in your rookie contract, you can continue to build toward the Super Bowl because what you have then is a lower cap number, a lower contract, until you have to eventually pay the $30-plus million you can for these quarterbacks.
John, you've covered this league for quite some time. Can you think of a player who had the improvement over the course of one season, the way we've seen with Josh Allen? Not just talking quarterbacks. Can you think of any player at any position who has taken the leap in one year that Josh Allen has?
Well, I mean, the comparable would be Lamar Jackson from year one to two, you know, what he did last year. Because when you saw him, I mean, you know, he was just basically a running quarterback. And then last year, the dramatic jump was the fact that he actually was okay in the pocket. Now, again, not completely okay, and that's why Josh Allen is a much better version of where things are. But what I was able to see is that, okay, everybody wants to take a mobile quarterback and trap him in the pocket. Well, he was able to take those 10, 15-yard throws and do a good job of completing those passes. I mean, the only thing that was different, and he didn't get to improve it too much this year, is those passes outside the numbers and then 15 or 16 yards plus downfield, those 21-plus yard throws. But no, I think in Josh Allen, I mean, you're seeing a quarterback that improved his offense by more than 10 points because here he comes in, you know, averaging 19 points a game in his first couple years as a starter. Now he's over 30, and he's consistently getting 300 yards. He's able to run. He's able to get the ball downfield. And again, we all knew in 2018 he had the best arm in the draft. It's just a matter, did he have the right combination of people to catch the ball, run the routes, and then him getting the ball more accurately? And once they got Stephon Diggs, it all clicked.
So yesterday we had this, and I want to ask you this because you get to see Russell Wilson up close and you're in Seattle. I think the tier one quarterbacks in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Patrick Mahomes. Do you think that Josh Allen is on that same tier with those other three guys, or do you think he needs to do a little bit more to prove to be that elite type QB?
He's knocking on the door. I mean, he's certainly moving up without any question about it because, I mean, you can see that, you know the way he's played. And coming into the playoffs is probably the hottest quarterback, not the best quarterback, but the hottest quarterback. That certainly puts in that high plane. And, you know, you can see as the season was going on, particularly in the quarterbacks from that 2018 draft, he was starting to show the best. I mean, before he was trailing a Baker Mayfield, and certainly Sam Darnold is down the list because he hasn't really emerged. But no, I think what you're looking at is that you know, he's at that stage. I wouldn't put him yet over, say, a Deshaun Watson, but I think right now Deshaun Watson's the sixth best quarterback in the league. But you can start to make the argument that he's either seven or eight, which is a pretty good rise from somebody who was probably down in the lower teens last year.
John, I remember in Miami at the Super Bowl last year, you sat down with C.Dot and I, and we were talking about their opponent, the San Francisco 49ers, and all the things they did well. Who do you think is a better football team? Who's a more difficult opponent? Last year's 49ers or these Buffalo Bills?
Well, it's different in the standpoint that Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I think that's now pretty evident. But also, San Francisco's defense was so good, particularly with all the first-round picks on the defensive line and having Richard Sherman, a cornerback, and Garoppolo with some of the weapons that he had, and then the running scheme that was there for Kyle Shanahan. But so I'd say it's almost pretty even. The difference, of course, being now that what we have to see is that can Josh Allen take that passing show on the road and do as well, in what will be colder weather. Now, of course, he does it well in Buffalo in cold weather. But, I mean, he's a 60-40 pass-to-run player right now. And even in the playoffs, he's passing more than he can run. But traveling that for the first time since winning games in the playoffs might be difficult, and that could work against Josh Allen. Because, again, he's proven now he can win playoff games. But I'd say right now, Allen, if you go on a quarterback-driven league, you might lean toward Buffalo. But if you go on defense, San Francisco has a better defense than what the Buffalo Bills are.
Talking with John Clayton here on The Drive. So, Professor, being based out there in Seattle most of your life, the same way that Frank Clark has played most of his NFL career out there in Seattle, I'll admit, I didn't watch a ton of snaps from him. And when I did watch a Legion of Boom, I was watching other guys. Was he inconsistent back then? Like, were there games where you would watch him and not even notice that he was on the football field?
No, not at all. I mean, that's the surprising part about this year has been the inconsistency. But I think part of that has to be, the pandemic itself, because if you really look at the numbers, defensive ends did not have big years. Many of them didn't. I mean, you've got some of the pass-rushing linebackers and 3-4 defenses getting the sacks. But what was it? There's only 12 players that defenders that had, I think, double-digit sack seasons. Sacks were down more than 10%. So I think a lot of the inconsistency is, one, and it can, I didn't see it in Seattle, because the one thing is he hustled every play. And also what was great about Frank Clark, he was always bobbing to the music because, of course, in Seattle, they would always have good music. And, of course, before every play, he was always kind of dancing with the music and all that stuff. So I don't know if he's missed a step in the dance or whatever it is. But, it wasn't as good of a season. The fact that Chris Jones ended up having more sacks than Frank Clark, a little bit of a surprise. But then also, what also plays against Frank Clark in defensive ends is the fact that we have so many more mobile quarterbacks. And so not only are you trying to chase them to get them in the pocket, but then you have to chase them outside the pocket to see if you can get those sacks.
John, I'm curious how you view this game, because this week, at least a lot of the conversation has shown Buffalo respect, but also acknowledged that Kansas City just appears to be the superior version of Buffalo at coach, at quarterback, at offensive weapons, even at Kansas City's defense being a little bit better. As a neutral observer, how do you view these two teams, understanding what Buffalo did the last 7 weeks of the season, but also acknowledging what Kansas City's done the last 27 seasons or weeks?
Yeah, it just comes down to Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes, even though Aaron Rodgers is going to be probably the MVP, I still think Patrick Mahomes, even at this stage, is the better quarterback. And, of course, the difference is if the game – because the way the game might go is that it's not out of the question for in the second half the Bills to have the lead. But who's more comfortable with bringing a team back on a comeback? Now, again, Josh Allen has been a good fourth-quarter comeback quarterback, but he's not as good as Patrick Mahomes. And what's going to be interesting is that the speed is going to be there on the receiving core, and also how are they going to match up against Travis Kelce? you know, because again, the Chiefs have the speed at wide receiver. They, in the first game against Buffalo in week six, they were able to run the football. I don't know if that's going to be as successful, but that's one of the weaknesses. But I think at this stage, you know, Buffalo's the better team. I mean, Kansas City's the better team, even though they might be trailing sometime in the second half. But if that's the case, I still think Patrick brings them from behind. And you saw that in the playoffs in the Super Bowl all year last year.
So if Buffalo pulls off the upset, what needs to happen in your opinion? What's the equation? What does Buffalo need to do to come into Kansas City and win the AFC?
To be honest, I have to think it has to be trying to run the ball a little successfully, because they haven't even tried to hardly run it in the playoffs. I mean, because, you know, it's 60-40 during the regular season as far as pass to run. But coming into a place like Kansas City, you've got to be able to try to run the football, because, you know, if you're going to just totally rely on a quarterback to throw, you know, 40 passes, 38 passes, all that, there's a tendency to get a turnover. Because obviously, if you lose the turnover battle, you lose the game. And if they get one or two turnovers because they're passing the ball too much, then that's going to be a problem. Plus, I mean, the more you pass, the more time Patrick Mahomes can come back and be on the field, you know, particularly if you can't get long drives. So I think that they need to try to run the football. And it was kind of ironic, like last week in the NFC game, you know, here's Tampa Bay. They're a 60-40 pass team. You know, they went to New Orleans in, you know, perfect conditions because it was indoors, and they ran the ball 35 times, and they dropped back into passes 34 times. I just think in Green Bay, of course, you can see they were like the seventh best team as far as running percentage, as far as the number of plays that they run compared to the pass. I just think in a game like this, to be able to have success against the Chiefs, they've got to run the ball, take some time off the clock, and also, you know, not just pass, because if you pass, you may pass, intercept.
That is John Clayton joining us on the show. He is actually a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He has been in since 2007. John Clayton, the professor of ESPN 710 in Seattle, joining us on the show today. John, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.